And what kind of fences would you put around your barn? What kind of fences they have around here?
They're more and more nowadays building board fences. But used to be woven wire fences mostly around those barn lots. If it's a farm that was kept up, it would be. But today, I guess they find out lumber is a little cheaper than wire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going back to those board fences.
The sticky things on the wire.
Barbed wire.
And the kind of wooden fence that has boards up and down. You can take your stick.
Fence post.
The kind I'm thinking of, you can take your stick and make a noise running along. That's what kind of a fence. You know, the boards close to each other, white boards sticking out.
Oh, well.
Not on the farm so much, but.
No.
Picket.
No, if
picket.
Pickets are a yard for the fence. They use them some yet for yards.
Uh-huh. They call that picket rather
picket
than slat fence or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, picket fence.
And do you ever have any rail fences?
Oh, yes. I've made rails and made fences. And
around here they did that?
Well, in my where I live, not far from here, when I was a boy. Yeah, we used to split out rails. We even used them to make corn cribs out of.
You called it a rail fence.
Yeah,
a
rail
not
fence.
Not a Virginia fence or a chain fence.
A rail fence is what it was.
Okay.
A worm fence, I heard my father call
well,
it.
Well, that's the way they made them. They made them this way. See, they had to with rails because you just lay them up. You couldn't lay them up in a straight line. They had to make them this way, zigzag, and then that way again. So
they call it a worm fence.
Yeah, a worm fence.
Do you ever have any stone or rock fences or stone walls? Or loose
not fences? Around here, but in the north. I've lived up in the north some, and they have them up there because there's such rocky portions of the country up there. That
where was that up north?
In Minnesota and South Dakota.
Oh, you lived up there
yeah.
For how many years were you
there? Oh, I was only 2 years in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
In South Dakota, but that was out on the range. I homesteaded out there.
Mm-hmm. That was after you were in your, after you were past 20 or so?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. And that else, the rest of the time you lived?
Lived here. In Illinois. I was bad out there in 2013, 2014.
You ever stick a fuller egg under a chicken? She's hatching, and take her egg away and put something else under? What do you call that?
Well, nest egg is what it was called. They were kind of a china egg they used to have. I suppose they make them yet, probably plastic now.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to use them because it does kind of induce a hen to get in a certain nest if she sees an egg there.
And if you want to carry some water, you'd probably carry it in a
pail, bucket.
Would it make any difference if the bucket were made out of wood or metal?
No.
It'd be
not if you kept it soaked up.
You'd call it a pail or a bucket.
Wooden pail. And then they used to make them out of paper years ago. They would be thick paper and all glued together like, you know. They were a nice pail, light, you know, and they were very serviceable. But then you got to take care of those more than you would the metal kind.
A metal pail, too, would be. A metal bucket.
Well,
galvanized.